The university got a boost recently when a survey by Washington Monthly called the UW the best public university in the West when it comes to value. The survey claims University of Washington has the best bang for the buck. Paul Glastris is editor-in-chief of Washington Monthly. KUOW's Kim Malcolm asked him what exactly bang for the buck means when it comes to a college education.
So we made the best bang for the buck ranking to try to figure out which schools really provide value to the student, value for the money. And we do that in several ways. First, we look at what the net price of the university or college is. That's the all-in price, not the sticker price, what you actually pay. And we looked at it from different income groups. So if your family makes $0 to $30,000, it's one number. If it's 35 to 70 or 70 above, we factor all those in. And then we look at things like the graduation rate. You know, when you go to college, if you pay all that money and don't get a degree, it's a complete waste of your time and money, and you wind up in debt. So graduation rate's important. We look at the student default rate, which is a decent enough measure of whether the degree is one that means something in the market. In other words, at least you can pay back your loans. And finally, because we're concerned that all students have a shot at a university education, we look at the percentage of students receiving Pell Grants. People from modest backgrounds receive Pell Grants. We put all that together, and then we rank them in this best bang for the buck ranking.
So how does the University of Washington compare to other schools in the Western U.S.?
University of Washington, Seattle really stands out for a couple of things. First, the net price it charges families at the lower end is only $6,788 on average, which is a pretty reasonable price these days. It's got a graduation rate of over 80%, a student default rate of only 2.2%. And then what we do is we look at something called the graduation rate performance. We say, all right, given the nature of the students coming in, maybe they're low income, maybe they have high or low SAT scores, we factor that in and we say, what do we think, based on averages, the performance for graduation rate of that university is? And it turns out the University of Washington, Seattle performs much better than average given in terms of its graduation rate compared to schools that have the same income and demographics.
Well, Paul, hang on just a minute. Past presidents of the university here have warned that tuition at the University of Washington is too high, and our current president is leaving largely because the state is not funding the university as he thinks it should. Is it still a good deal?
Well, it was certainly a better deal before the tuitions went up, but keep in mind that tuitions are going up almost everywhere in the United States because other states are also cutting their funding of higher education. So relative to other schools, that price is a pretty good price.
Paul, is there one economic factor families should look at when they're selecting colleges?
I would say it isn't one thing, but it's the combination of, is it a place that's going to charge you a fair price and give you a decent chance of graduating with a degree that means something in the market?
Paul Glastris is editor-in-chief of Washington Monthly. He spoke with KUOW's Kim Malcolm. We've got a full link to the rankings at our website, kuow.org.